Pat Burke Hall of Famer.
How does that sound? I mean, you're still sprightly, you're still interested in the game. First name that was called up tonight, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I'm honoured for this. I really didn't expect it. But I have been involved with basketball for so long. I've enjoyed it immensely. I have wonderful memories of all the different games and times that we played. I enjoyed as well coaching as much as I did playing. And I found with it that you would pass whatever, you know, you'd be passing the ball with every team that you'd be playing, getting really involved and so. And well worth it all.
Your career started back in the 60s, and as Adrian said in the citation, back on tarmac courts, you know, outdoors.
Yeah.
Nothing compared to what it's like now. I mean, it was a different era, but it was still an enjoyable thing, and it grew the love for the game.
That's correct. Yeah, the Cannon Welsh, local Cannon, started the basketball around the 63-64 season. And we had in Gort at the time, there was no indoor courts. There was the local mart was after being built, and it was the only area that they had tarmac at them. So they allowed us to put up baskets there, and that's where it began. And Gort proceeded to win, produce some very, very, very good teams. And there's some very, very great stories, you know. I remember playing a match one time against the Army in the Mark grounds, and there had been a Mark the day before, so you could imagine what it was like. And we during at half time, they decided to postpone the game and go over to Glynn's Hotel because the entry Grand National was on and some of them wouldn't come back. So we had some funny incidents like that, you know, over.
Through your time with Gort Community School as a coach, I remember that era. That would have been my era, as in playing against you or seeing my school play against you. That was, you had some very, very good players during that particular time.
We did.
I'm talking about the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, we did. We had one exceptionally good team. We were beaten in the All Ireland B semi final by a point. It was one I felt that got away from us. We had quite some reasonably good success in that we won a boys, first year boys All Ireland. We won two girls All Irelands, and we're in many, many more that we were beaten in, and so like. But the club at the moment now is going from strength to strength again, and so hopefully, like that. You know, that we'll get more coaches and so like, and it'll improve from there.